Hello and welcome. I'm Craig Wohlers, Executive Director of Conferences at Cambridge Intertech. I am pleased to be joined today by Gareth Joseph, Global Business Director, Lithium-Ion Battery Technology Solutions at NDC Technologies. Gareth is a veteran of the high-tech measurement and controls industry. For over 27 years, he has worked with industry-leading organizations to solve a broad scope of online gauging applications. First with Eurotherm Gauging Systems as an applications engineer, an infrared calibration specialist, and most recently with NDC Technologies as its business director, focused on energy storage material solutions. His contributions have enabled the world's foremost manufacturers to improve product quality, increase productivity, boost process efficiencies, and realize production savings. Mr. Joseph holds a BA in engineering and has resided in Singapore for the past 13 years. Please welcome Gareth.
Thanks so much, Craig, and thanks for the warm welcome.
Great. I'd like to go ahead and get right into it and ask you a few questions, if you don't mind. Could you tell me a little bit, what is NDC Technologies' history in the energy storage materials market?
Well, we've been supplying coat weight measurement systems now to the battery cell market for several decades. In fact, our records show it's probably at the end of the 1980s that NDC installed its first system. And that would have been on a coating line producing electrodes for primary batteries, obviously them. The very first gauges NDC was supplying used a sensor measurement technology called the gamma backscatters. This sensor, it was a relatively small and relatively compact sensor. And whilst the measurement performance, its speed and repeatability was not as good as compared to sensors being used today, at the time it was deemed good enough for those early, narrow, slow coating processes, and where the demands on the actual battery cells themselves wasn't so critical as we find today. But as we enter in today's market, the trend has been for the process lines to be wider and faster. And it's led to the market adopting alternative technologies. And the current de facto technology is the beta sensor. And that has remained for a couple of decades now, as I say, as a de facto technology. But with the industry now demanding better measurement solution, NDC has embarked on a development project to bring new innovative measurements to the processes.
And that's a great intro into the next question, and that really puts it in excellent context. Can you talk about some of those innovations and the measurement that you've introduced to battery manufacturers?
Yes, certainly, Craig. So the technology, the new technology NDC has developed, if we first look at the co-weight measurements for the anode and cathode electrodes, we've introduced a gauge there called a photon gauge. We've also introduced a new repeatable true thickness gauge that is used mainly on the roll press and calendar lines, but also could be used in the electrocoating line at the end. And finally, we've also been working on our infrared technology, which is what NDC is famed for. We've been working on that infrared technology, improving the measurement algorithms and the overall performance of the gauges to measure not just the separator film basis weight, the GSM, but also the film thickness, the microns. That gauge also is able to measure the oil weight content of the film in wet separator processes.
Great. How does NDC, see the marketplace a little bit in looking at why you feel that there's market opportunity and why, what do you think that the market needs, have the market need requirements changed a bit? And do you see that market opportunity in the technologies that you guys are developing?
That's a good question, a very pertinent question. Certainly NDC, to set out and develop new technology, it's not a small matter. It takes a lot of resource, to embark on such a project. But what NDC has seen is that the battery market is evolving, and it's evolving fast. The demands, well, first of all, if we look at the overall capacity, expected capacity growth for battery cell manufacturer, it's significant. It's spreading from Asia into Europe and North America. So we see a significant growth on the battery cell market. Primarily, that is based on the uptake in EV, electric vehicle technology, and legislation from different governments really pushing for electrification. So for NDC, we see definitely the market is growing, the demand for lithium battery cells and other technology, I should say, fuel cells, etc., is certainly growing. And based on that projections, NDC embarked on, as I said, on this development project to bring out new technology, innovative technology that will help processes of these battery cells. So that's how we came about this, Craig.
That's great. Getting a little bit more into the specific side, can you talk a little bit more about the advantages of you've talked a little bit about on the photon side, on the talk a little bit more about the advantage of the photon sensor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, certainly. Well, first of all, if I look at it, what NDC had to do to develop a new technology was first to really understand what the marketplace, what the customers were facing as challenges today with their existing technologies. We were trying to identify the key functionality and the specification that a new technology, a new innovation would need. So when we looked at the electrode production process, the coating lines, what we were consistently being told was that the measurement resolution of the sensor technology used today was not good enough, frankly. And that's the key parameter, is getting the uniformity of coating, which using a beta gauge just doesn't give you that visibility. And going into the thickness gauges, well, the key issue there was that just the measurement repeatability was cited as the big problem. So whilst the accuracy may have been acceptable, the measurements were not repeatable. Operators didn't trust them. And because a lot of these roll press calendar lines were used controls, the operators never trusted the measurement to put the control on. So it was a bit of a letdown. So this is how we looked at these developments. So what did we do with the Coway gauge? Well, as I mentioned, we launched a product called the photon sensor. And this is the first truly new and innovative sensor to be launched specifically for the battery, lithium-ion battery market for many decades. And the photon gauge really does address the main drawbacks of the beta technology, the beta sensor technology. As I mentioned, the photon gauge main advantage is that it provides for a high resolution measurement without compromising on the measurement reproducibility or the measurement speed. And if I could explain a bit on that, with a beta sensor, which is used a lot as a de facto sensor today, with a beta sensor, the spatial resolution, which is the measured footprint on the actual electrode, well, that could be made smaller by means of what we call collimation. But in doing this, in collimating, the measurement accuracy and the speed of measurement is sacrificed. Effectively, you're having to filter the measurement signal more. So the photon gauge delivers an extremely high resolution footprint and indeed actually improves on the measurement reproducibility and the speed of measurement response. Other advantages that we bring to the table are that the photon gauge is a non-nucleonic sensor, and that is very important in many jurisdictions. It also makes for a simpler importation, again, because it's non-nucleonic capabilities. The another advantage on the Photon is that the measurement signal doesn't deteriorate or weaken over time, which is the case with the beta gauge, where you're using a nuclear isotope source, and that nucleonic isotope source will decay as a function of its half-life. It's a bit of a long answer, Craig, but hopefully that explains where we are with that photon sensor.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And along those lines, could you also just talk a little bit about the microcaliper and the advantage on that side?
Yes, certainly. Well, as I mentioned just before,
yeah,
the market was telling us that the existing technology, the main issue was basically the operators had no confidence in the measurement. It would drift. It was unrepeatable. So that's a negative, especially when you want to use a control. So what NDC did was to, again, build a complete new technology, a complete new innovative design. So our microcaliper technology now offers a robust, long-term, repeatable measurement.
Yeah.
So whilst the gauges may claim exceptional accuracies, may or may not be valid, but if their accuracy is only a small part of what makes a good measurement solution. And as I said, today with the NDC microcaliper, the measurement is stable over a long period of time, and that would allow an operator of the roll press to have full control, full confidence to turn on the automatic control of the calendar gap control.
Absolutely. And what do you see, you know, ultimately as the having these types of highly accurate and highly reliable measurements, you know, what they provide to the lithium ion battery manufacturer, and what do you see as the true value of that to them?
Well, the industry is certainly going at a very fast rate of knots in terms of its development, expansion, the capacity expansion, as you mentioned. But in terms of the performance of battery cells, it's critical. I think everybody reads in the news that the parameters that battery cell manufacturers are trying to get the cost per kilowatt hour down, they're trying to improve the overall battery efficiency, safety, etc. So where we're looking at, the side we're looking at is the industry looking at these high resolution measurements. And that focus on the high resolution measurement is borne out by the need to improve the cell performance. Being able to see the coating irregularities, which are the high and low areas on the coating, particularly at the coating edges on intermittent patches or striped lane coating, that has become extremely important. Ultimately, having a uniform coating density is critical. As the process of coding technology advances even further, the importance of being able to accurately visualize these coding errors is going to become even more critical.
Oh, excellent. That's excellent. You had mentioned that NDC delivers a number of different solutions to energy storage materials market. Can you talk a little bit about other applications that NDC is focused on and what solutions you're offering on the other areas?
Yeah, sorry, Craig. Well, as I mentioned at the start of this podcast, I did say that NDC was also offering a powerful infrared solution for the separated film market. So if I could just give that in some context, where a beta gauge can only measure the mass, the GSM of the film, with an infrared technology, with an infrared sensor, we can actually, with one single sensor, not only measure the mass, the GSM of the film, but we can also measure the thickness, the microns of the film. And if it is a wet process, extrusion process, we can also provide an all mass weight measurement. We also have another technology that can be provided as a standalone, or we actually do integrate it with our co-wave measurement systems. And that is a highly accurate non-contact line speed and length gauge called the Laser Speed Pro. And NDC utilizes this technology in the co-weight, the photon co-weight measurement systems, where we're using multiple measurement sensors, and we need to keep those different sensors, the different scanners, we need to keep them perfectly synchronized. We need the scanning profiles to be synchronized to allow us to perform what we call a same spot measurement. The LaserSpeed Pro may also be of interest to those companies running ultra clean room processes. So a lot of the fuel cell technology or ultra capacitor battery technology, they'll be using highly clean room environments. Well, the LaserSpeed Pro has an advantage over traditional contact type encoders in that being a non-contact, the LaserSpeed Pro doesn't create any dust or contamination of the process line. So that may be another advantage that battery processors will be interested in.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. It gives an idea that the breadth of the applications. And, you know, and in bringing this to a conclusion, the last question that I have for you at the moment is, you know, apart from the measurement technology, you know, what other aspects makes NDC Technologies a strong system, you know, for the energy storage materials market? You know, you talked a little, you alluded to it a little bit in there, but, you know, overall, what other aspects make NDC a strong system, you know, for this particular market?
Well, certainly the technology is a key part, but with all these process lines, the uptime of the line, the equipment reliability is critical. And so NDC strives itself on the quality of our technology, of our equipment. But just as important is for our customers is to know that NDC is there for them. NDC has a strong global presence, which is important for my applications like battery, which is also a global entity. As I said at the beginning, the battery market is growing from Asia, Europe, and Americas. They're all now putting more and more capacity in, and they're all powering ahead with installing significant cell manufacturing capacities. So if you think about it, if it was an Asia-based OEM who are manufacturing a coating line, and they're looking to sell that coating line into Europe, they will want and they will actually need to have a strong equipment partner, a strong equipment supplier who has the ability to support these installations. Or on the other hand, it could be a cell manufacturer looking to expand into a new overseas market. Again, they're going to want to know that the companies that they're working with, the companies who are supplying them with strategic process control equipment, those companies are there for them and can support them in that specific geographic location. Finally, I mean, if I could bring it to this question to a close, I'd have to state that NDC has been in the gauging business for over 50 years. And as I previously mentioned, we've been selling into the high-end coating, converting, and battery cell processes since the mid-1980s. As a matter of fact, over this time and across a wide range of industries, we have deployed in excess of 100,000 gauging systems worldwide. And we've amassed well over a billion hours of operating experience in those installations. So with decades of process and application experience, I would say that NDC is a very strong partner for any cell manufacturer, wherever they be in the world. Thank you, Craig.
Yes, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. It really seems like NDC is well positioned, you know, for the future growth of the EV industry. And we thank you very much for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.